Chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, the same was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah, and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, From the 13th year of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising up early and speaking, but you have not listened. The Lord has sent to you all his servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened nor inclined your ear to hear, saying, Return, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of his doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you unto your fathers from of old and even forevermore. And don't go after other gods to serve them or worship them, and don't provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, says the Lord, that you may provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and I will send to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against the land, and against the inhabitants of it, and against all these nations round about, and I will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. It shall happen, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it desolate forever. I will bring on that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall he make bondservants, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to me, Take this cup of the wine of wrath at my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. They shall drink, and reel back and forth, and be mad, because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all the nations to drink, to whom the Lord had sent me, to Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings of it, and the princes of it, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mixed people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Gaza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, and all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the isles which is beyond the sea, Dedan and Tema, and Buz, and all who have the corners of their hair cut off, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mixed people who dwell in the wilderness, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are on the surface of the earth, and the kingdom of Sheshach shall drink after them. You shall tell them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Drink, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. It shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at your hand to drink, then you shall tell them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, You shall surely drink. For behold, I begin to work evil at the city which is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished? You shall not be unpunished, For I will call for a sword on all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore prophesy against them all these words, and tell them, The Lord will roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will mightily roar against his fold. He will give a shout, as those who tread the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the end of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he will give them to the sword, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth. The slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung on the surface of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry, and wallow in ashes, you principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are fully come, and you shall fall like a good vessel. The shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds, and the wailing of the principal of the flock, for the Lord lays waste their pasture. The peaceable folds are brought to silence because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his covert as the lion, for their land has become an astonishment because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword and because of his fierce anger.